The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
Sun's rising high over that Tennessee land, where John Brown and Dalton lend a helping hand. Got my coffee strong, ready for the ride. With the Wake Up Crew, I'll take it all in stride. Rise and shine, the morning's new. John Brown and Dalton are here for you. With the Wake Up Crew, it's a brighter day.
This is the Wake Up Crew on News Radio WGNS with John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
Thank you, John Young, and it is John Dinkins and Brian Barrett. Dalton is off today, but you are listening to the Wake Up Crew, episode 1643. And we are 11 days from Cinco de Mayo. Mother's Day is in 17 days.
Ooh.
Memorial Day, 32 days away. And the last full day of school is in 35 days. That's May 28th. May 30th is a half day. So you're out. You still get out before June. So, barely.
Barely.
Didn't use all their snow days this year.
I know.
Yeah. I guess we won't have it unless we have a thunderstorm threat or something.
Flooding thing.
Tornado threat. It's Throwback Thursday today, too.
Mm-hmm.
Brian, let's go first things first. Topic number one.
Topic?
Your face.
No. Oh.
What's happened?
I'm using a new, moisturizer.
You have no beard.
I know.
You want to explain why? I mean, you get a lot of compliments on your white beard.
Oh, do I?
Yeah.
Is that what compliments are? Let's see. I sent Dalton a picture, and he says, quote, "Somehow you look younger and older at the same time," end quote.
Okay.
So I don't know what that means. So it was a trim mishap.
Oh, it wasn't intentional.
It was definitely not.
No.
I was trimming. I like to kind of keep it a little shorter so it's not, I don't look like a bush man. And you didn't like it when I grew out, the goatee.
Well, I mean, it didn't matter whether I like it or not.
I know, but it was always a topic of conversation. So I've been trying to keep it shorter. Yeah, that. And so my little trimmer, I was going along and all of a sudden it doesn't have a battery indicator on it. So it all of a sudden stops. And when it did, I jerked my hand up and there was no fixing it. So it was either beard with, like no mustache and goatee, which I would have looked like Abe Lincoln.
I would like to have seen that before you did it, though.
Or go all the way. So yeah. I went all the way.
So how do you feel? How do you feel about it?
I hate it.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well,
I never have liked shaving, and I've always had trouble with supposed to shave against the grain and with the grain and this razor and that razor, and I have never have found anything that works for me.
Why do you have to do again? Go one way, and then away from it, where you can get it all.
Well, but then I get those ingrown hairs and all that kind of mess, and I have to go.
So you're already starting your beard.
Well,
again.
I'm going to see how it goes.
Ooh. Are you saying there's a chance that you might keep beardless?
I may go with just a mustache.
Mm.
Frankly, Scarlett, I think a mustache will look good on you.
Sam Elliott is an idol.
Oh, yeah, but get a big handlebar one. I mean, make it long, and like he's got it.
Yeah, it's just kind of
real bushy.
Yeah, straight across. And
yeah.
I don't know that'll happen, though.
I will say that you're not going to look like Sam Elliott.
Oh, no, no.
But you'll have a mustache like Sam Elliott.
I had one for a while, and
I think it dropped about 10 years off of you.
Do you really?
Yeah. And I really didn't
Whatever helps.
I really didn't notice it when he came in. Did anybody else notice it when he came in to work?
Well, there's no one here other than
Scott.
Right now.
Scott, he doesn't notice anything.
No.
I think I could come in, in my birthday suit, and Scott wouldn't notice it. Are you saying he might know something?
No, probably not.
Some other news. Here's a little tidbit. This is weird. Do you remember the actress Elizabeth Hurley? She was in Austin Powers. She's a British actress.
Yeah, okay, I know who you're talking
Austin,
about.
You know. Mm-hmm. Very beautiful woman. She's dating, they think, Billy Ray Cyrus.
You've got to be kidding.
Hello, Billy Ray. What's up? I just Are you going to look it up trust me?
I want to look and see. Okay, now I know who you're talking about. Billy Ray looks rough.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Yeah. I know. Elizabeth Hurley. She used to date Hugh Grant, you know, so very beautiful woman. She's probably in her lower 60s, I guess.
She is 59,
okay,
according to the internet.
She's still very pretty, though. Very attractive.
Uh-huh.
All right.
Apparently, he's been divorced since 2011. But Billy Ray Cyrus?
Yeah, you know, 617.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. We'll start off today with some patchy fog, then showers and storms likely. Mostly cloudy with a high around 78. Areas of showers and storms linger Thursday night too, dipping back to 61 with mostly cloudy skies. Showers and storms expected again for Friday with a high of 77 and mostly cloudy skies. Showers and storms linger into Friday night. Cloud cover lingers too with a low of 62. I'm weatherology meteorologist Regina Kroll with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now, it's 61 degrees.
Are you shopping for lights?
We got it!
Doors?
We got it!
Flooring?
We got it!
Furniture?
We got it here at the Habitat Restore. 850 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard in Murfreesboro.
Remember, we got it today, but it may be gone tomorrow.
Find it at the Restore, yeah.
We got it at the Habitat Restore.
The Habitat Restore at 850 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard in Murfreesboro.
Murfreesboro Funeral Home and Cremation Services.
She wrote this letter and gave it to my dad to have the minister to read at the funeral. It was very healing for the kids, even for the grandkids.
Let the Murfreesboro Funeral Home help your family when experiencing loss of a loved one.
Hi, this is Wade Hayes of Toots Restaurants, and our family would like to thank this community for supporting Toots for 40 years.
Head over to Toots.com for our daily specials, our menu, and all of our locations. Check out our Kids Club for some extra deals. Thank you to our patrons and customers.
Thank you for dining with us since 1985.
Thank you, Rutherford County.
Thank you for dining with us for 40 years.
Good food and fun.
From brakes and alignments to new tires and wheels, Tire World, locally owned and operated in Murfreesboro, Smyrna, and Laverne.
Tire World, we keep your family rolling.
Online at tireworld.us.
It's the Doug Young Educator of the Month from News Radio, WGNS, and City Tile and Floor Covering on Spring Street. This month, we're proudly spotlighting Dr. Davola Spann Moorman, Special Education Supervisor with Rutherford County Schools.
I come from a family of educators, and I have always had a helping spirit and mentality. I am blessed to be able to help and work with students and families from all walks of life.
She has a heart for service and a passion for students.
Sometimes we forget to laugh and stop and enjoy the small things in life. Kids have a way of reminding you to not sweat the small stuff and to just enjoy life as it is.
Every day, Dr. Moorman finds joy in making a difference.
Seeing all of my students graduate from high school and being productive citizens, especially those with disabilities who have had to overcome so many obstacles.
That's our Educator of the Month, Dr. Davola Spann Moorman. Nominate a teacher at WGNSradio.com/educator. It's the Doug Young Educator of the Month from City Tile and Floor Covering.
From the Fox Sports Studios in Los Angeles, here's Monsi Bolaños.
The Rockets have evened the series against the Warriors with a little help from Jalen Green.
Jalen, three-point line right. Met there by Post. Slide steps. Deep three coming up on the way. And rattles in! Huge triple!
You just heard it on the Rockets radio network. Green ended with 38 points, including 8 threes, as Houston outscored Golden State 109-94. Jimmy Butler took a hard fall in the second quarter and was ruled out with a pelvic contusion. He is set to have an MRI on Thursday. The Celtics now lead their series 2-0 after topping the Magic 100-109, and the Cavaliers lead their series 2-0 after defeating the Heat 121-112. On the ice, the Stars edged the Avalanche 2-1 in overtime to take a 2-1 series lead. The Kings outscored the Oilers 6-2, so LA leads that series 2-0. And the Capitals defeated the Canadiens 3-1. Now Washington leads that series 2-0.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
It's 21 minutes after the hour of 6 o'clock. John and Brian with you. Brian, guess what?
What,
guess
John?
What Saturday? Guess what Saturday? Tell me what's going on Saturday.
Rutherford County's 24th annual Earth Day.
Yes. Celebrated by MTE, Milton Sea Electric.
Yeah.
And tell them what they can get. I mean, what they're going to be able to do at the celebration.
Well, the kids
are going to be on the square.
Oh, from
10 to 2.
10 to 2. So the kids will have these kid zone. So there's going to be all kinds of things for them. Games, activities.
Bouncing ball, bouncing balloon ball things, all that stuff.
Yeah, it's always a lot of fun. And the adults are going to get some free food, so it's worth the go and get some energy out of the kiddos. And learn some stuff, too.
Well, now you just kind of just sliced right over that.
What do you mean?
You said you're going to get some free food.
Well, hot dogs, popcorn, electric griddle food trucks there serving up those gourmet grilled cheese. Yeah.
And you just kind of brushed that aside. Dude, I'm going there for the food.
Of course.
They can have all the kid rides they want. But that's April 26th. That's this Saturday from 10 to 2. Brought to you by our friends at Middle Tennessee Electric, who powers us every day.
They do.
Every day.
And the lights are on.
Yeah. Even the one that's got a bad bulb in it. Yeah, it's even on.
Does it have a bad bulb?
No, it's okay. It's all right now.
That's the one that's duct taped.
Yeah.
On the end.
Yeah, yeah. Welcome to News Radio, WGNS. All right. We've got a Crystal Smith is our good neighbor of the day for efficiently running a friendly front office at Blackman High School. Crystal's going to receive flowers from Jenny Harrison and the family over at Ryan Flowers Coffee and Gifts. She probably needs an award just to be in the same office with Scott.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Well, and Justin, probably.
Yeah, both of them, yeah. Imagine it's pretty wild in there. So, congratulations. She's going to receive flowers from Ryan Flowers Coffee and Gifts and News Radio WGNS.
Yeah, this gives us a chance to remind you about the birthday club this morning. If you call or text, we take birthdays and anniversaries. So if you want to call or text 615-893-1450 and let us know who's celebrating a birthday today or an anniversary. And then around 8 o'clock, we'll put all those names together. We'll announce them all at the same time and give away some delicious banana pudding from Slick Pig Barbecue. Let's see. It's National Pigs in a Blanket Day.
Uh-huh.
It's Love Your Thighs Day, but probably not by eating pigs in a blanket.
Yeah.
I found some really good ones, too. Nathan's and...
moving on. Let's go.
You don't want to go
We're in a time restraint here.
Well, I really like the Annie's pretzels.
We'll talk about it the next time.
But it's also National Skipping Day.
National Skipping Day. What is that exactly?
Well, you
skipping
just
school?
Skip.
Oh, you skip.
Yeah.
Okay, well, we've got a song in honor of that. It's Walking on Sunshine by Katrina and the Waves.
This is a good skipping song.
I don't know. I can't skip anymore.
I can try.
I'll fall.
I'll try during the break here.
It's 6:24. You're listening to the Wake Up Crew on this Hump Day Wednesday.
The residents at Stones River Manor love the activities and the environment.
They have everything. They have exercise class. The activity center has the Bible study that I like very much. Everyone is so friendly. They really want to make you happy here.
Stones River Manor, serving the community since 1977.
And you have the little thing around your neck that you can press a button if you need help right away. I feel very safe here.
Stones River Manor in Murfreesboro, near the intersection of Haynes Drive and Memorial Boulevard.
At McCabe Vision Center, we have added a full cosmetic line to the services that we provide.
Dr. Craig McCabe.
Brighten up your face and make yourself look 10 years younger. Call McCabe Vision Center.
Dr. Craig McCabe at McCabe Vision Center.
Look 10 years younger. We have added laser treatments.
McCabe Vision Center on Heritage Park Drive, just off Memorial, behind SunTrust Bank.
Access Tennessee News, I'm Will Nunley. A Chattanooga man in custody this morning for reportedly shooting his 64-year-old neighbor and his dog. Both the shooting victim and his dog are expected to recover from the injuries, police say. 41-year-old Anthony Newsom has been arrested and charged in the incident. It's unclear what led to the shooting. Newsom was located at his home across the street. Newsom is charged with attempted first-degree murder, aggravated cruelty to animals, and tampering with evidence. An off-duty officer was injured after attempting to stop a shoplifter at Walmart, according to Metro Nashville Police. The off-duty Greenfield police officer was working as a security guard for Walmart in the 5800 block of Nolensville Pike when he tried to stop a shoplifter. The officer stopped the man with a taser before the suspect then got into a red vehicle. The off-duty officer told them to stop, but the suspect then reportedly attempted to hit the officer with his car.
The officer then fired shots into that vehicle. Police say the off-duty officer was injured and taken to the hospital for treatment. The search continues for that suspect. More news in 30 seconds.
Aging well means staying healthy, active, and independent. To age well, we need to take care of our bones. 10 million Americans have osteoporosis, a hereditary disease that makes bones weak and more likely to break. Thankfully, we can all take simple steps to improve our bone health at any age. Eat a healthy diet that is rich in calcium and vitamin D. Get regular weight-bearing exercise, which means on our feet. Get bone health tips at pathtogoodbonehealth.org.
A substitute teacher in Rutherford County Wednesday arrested for being under the influence of prescription medication. The woman was removed from Siegel Middle School without incident, according to reports. Parents were made aware of the incident via email, and no students were in danger, the school says. The woman has been booked into the Rutherford County Adult Detention Center. Will Dunlap, Access Tennessee News.
The Wake Up Crew. WGNS.
With John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
27 minutes after the hour of 6 o'clock, and I've already got text. It is not Wednesday hump day, it is Thursday. My bad. I had my mind on a thought about what we did yesterday, and I'm sorry. But it is Thursday morning, and Daryl and Brett, you don't have to text me. It's okay. I haven't lost my mind yet. It was all about all that stuff. You were talking about pigs in the blanket or something. You were talking about that. I don't know. What was your point about pigs in the blanket?
I found some really good ones. Annie's Pretzels has a good pigs in a blanket.
From the store.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And then I found some with Nathan's hot dogs in it.
Yeah.
And they're really good.
I love a Nathan hot dog.
They're good.
You ever had them wrapped up from the ones that walk at Walmart and you go by and you're on the way out and you go, oh, a Nathan hot dog. I'll grab one.
I remember, I didn't know that they had restaurants, but when we went to Panama City on the pier or whatever, they have a Nathan's, or they did. They had a Nathan's little hot dog stand there, right there on the pier.
Anything else about pigs in the blanket?
No, that's about it.
So which one do you like better, Nathan's pig in the blanket or Annie whatever?
Annie's pretzels.
Yeah.
They're both good. Probably the Nathan's.
Oh.
Just because of the hot dog.
The hot dog, yeah. Yeah. You can get pig in the blankets that aren't very good.
Yeah. Well, yeah. These are both kind of pretzel dogs or whatever, you know.
So you put them in the microwave, heat them up?
Yeah.
Of course you do.
Well, I put them in the microwave to kind of thaw them a little bit, then into the air fryer for about a minute and a half, 2 minutes.
Speaking of that, I made breakfast the other day, and my sister's been telling me how to flip eggs, like fried eggs.
Oh, okay.
How to flip them in the skillet. And I thought I had it down.
Well,
I had two eyes on at the same time. I flipped the egg, and it flips over to the other eye that's on also. Starts cooking the egg on the stove.
Oh, wow.
And I'm really heebie-jeebie about fires and stuff.
Yeah.
So, you know, I let it cool off, and then I waited another 30 minutes, and I scraped off all the stuff. And I'm always checking the buttons to see if I've turned the stoves off. And air fryer, same way. I'm going to make sure it's not on. So I'm always afraid of fires.
I don't like using the toaster.
Really, the toaster's not going to do anything.
Well, mine caught fire about 2 weeks ago.
Well, it's because you evidently threw some cinnamon or something in there.
Well, it was from my bagel from
the bagel
Panera.
Might have been a little too large for it with cinnamon on top of it,
too. Well, they always seem to be.
Is it Panera bread?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, well, they're good.
They are good. But it's still hot, and it's under the cabinet, and I don't like to do it.
It's under the cabinet.
Well,
oh.
On the countertop, but the cabinet's above it, and the cabinet's always
a
little warm under the bottom.
Unless the toaster catches on fire like you almost did, it's not going to do it by just toasting stuff.
Well, it's still hot, and then I leave. I'm saying if I leave. I don't like to turn the toaster on or the stove on if I'm going to leave within 10 minutes. Well, it's just like you. You waited 30
Somebody
minutes.
Somebody weirder than me. I burnt eggs on the top of the stove. There is a difference.
Would you cook on the stove and then leave 10 minutes later with the eye still warm?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. If I don't have any food on top of it, yeah, or nothing can catch it. Because I know I've turned it off. My thing is knowing if I turned it off.
Yeah.
I'll be on a trip.
Oh, yeah.
And you're 3 hours out and you go, oh no.
It happens every time.
And so I have to try it. I call my sister usually or somebody that can get a key. But I've gotten where I let somebody just live at my house while I'm on vacation. It's the easiest thing. It may cost you $200 or $300. It's the easiest thing.
At least you know it's all good.
Yeah, I mean, you know, you don't have to worry about it. So the dog's taken care of and all that.
I mean, I can't tell you the number of times that I get down the road and think, did I lock the door? And I know I did, but I still turn around and go back and check.
Yeah. We're a lot alike.
That's weird.
In a way.
Yeah.
All right. It's time for some Today in History. Let's do
turn
it.
To turn your security. Get back in time.
Well, it's the 24th of April, and the Greeks in 1184 enter Troy using the Trojan horse. That's 1184 BC.
Wow.
1888, Eastman Kodak founded by George Eastman. In 1898, Spanish-American War. Spain declares war after rejecting U.S. ultimatum to withdraw from Cuba. 1953, Winston Churchill is knighted by Queen Elizabeth II. 1969, Paul McCartney says there's no truth to the rumors, he's dead. In fact, I think he's pretty much alive now, even today. In 1979, the U.S. state of Georgia designates Ray Charles' rendition of Georgia on My Mind as the official state song.
I said Georgia.
I didn't know that was written by Hoagie Carmichael, who was an actor in some movies, played the piano. He was a writer.
I did not know
and
that.
And he was in Laramie, the TV Western Laramie, for about a year. Stay with me, buddy. You'll always learn something.
Was that the Laramie series?
Yeah, TV series, Laramie. And 1993, Farm Aid the 6th, held in Ames, Iowa. Performers included Willie Nelson, John Mellencamp, Neil Young, Arlo Guthrie, the Jayhawks, Lyle Lovett, Johnny Cash, Ricky Van Shelton, Marty Stewart, Martina McBride, and a cast of thousands. Brandon Rook standing by with more right here on the Wake Up Crew. 6:33 is our time.
Now all I got, take care of me.
This is CBS Rewind.
Live from New York, it's Saturday night!
April 24th, 1976.
Right now we're being seen by approximately 22 million viewers.
Producer Lorne Michaels on Saturday Night Live.
Please allow me, if I may, to address myself to four very special people. John, Paul, George, and Ringo, the Beatles.
Offer the Beatles $3,000 to reunite live on the air.
All you have to do is sing Beatles
too. And John and I happened to be in his house in the Dakota while this was going on, and we said, come on, should we go? Yeah. It's just down the road. And for half a second, we nearly went.
Can you imagine?
Money wasn't good enough.
I'm Brandon Brooks, and that's Rewind.
At Progressive, we're making things even easier. We'll help you bundle your home and car insurance together so you can save on both. Learn more at progressive.com or 1-800-PROGRESSIVE.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. We'll start off today with some patchy fog, then showers and storms likely. Mostly cloudy with a high around 78. Areas of showers and storms linger Thursday night too, dipping back to 61 with mostly cloudy skies. Showers and storms expected again for Friday with a high of 77 and mostly cloudy skies. Showers and storms linger into Friday night. Cloud cover lingers too with a low of 62. I'm weatherology meteorologist Regina Kroll with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now, it's 61 degrees.
Good morning. Still trying to clean up a couple of wrecks out here. One westbound on Briley Parkway near Clarksville Pike. It's gotten a little bit heavier with that traffic volume. Down through Millersville on 65, coming southbound out of Sumner County. As you work your way towards Nashville, it's increasing by the minute. I-40 in the Mount Juliet area headed towards Hermitage. And 24 is picking up also, leaving Murfreesboro up through Antioch. Coming westbound 24 here at Bell Road. Hey, Princess Hot Chicken has karaoke tonight at the Tanger location. Order online today at princesshotchicken.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
This is Good Neighbor Events with Bart Walker. Brought to you by AmeriCare Pest Control and the law offices of John Day.
I've got pests, bees buzzing, rodents running all through my house. Ants chewing wood, and look, there's a mouse. I'm overrun with pests, pests, but you're gonna be sure, safe and secure. It's the last rites for those pests. Call the best of the best to get rid of your pests.
893-7111. AmeriCare Services Incorporated. Call us today. 893-7111.
Now, WGNS Good Neighbor Events. This Saturday is Earth Day.
I want to keep reminding you of that one. Don't miss it. Earth Day. Put that on your calendar. That is a must-attend event. And it's all free. Remember, the Red Cross is critically low on blood. Give the gift of life at the Red Cross. Want to remind you, the Mayor's Prayer Breakfast is Thursday, May 1st, 6:30 in the morning at MTSU's Student Union Building Ballroom. That's Thursday morning, May 1st. But you need to get the tickets now. You can do it online at Greenhouse Ministries' website. The Mayor's Prayer Breakfast, Thursday morning, May 1st. Saturday brings the Murfreesboro Breakfast Rotary Club's annual Borough Barbecue Fest. It's over at Hop Springs. That's the Borough Barbecue Fest this Saturday. Plus, Saturday is Cannonsburg's Pioneer Days. So two more events not to miss this Saturday. The Rotary Club's Borough Barbecue Fest at Hop Springs and Cannonsburg's Pioneer Days. Those are WGNS Good Neighbor events.
If someone asked, what's your more, would you be surprised? Well, at First Bank, knowing your more is where we start. Whether it's seeing your kid's college graduation, seeing the world, or seeing the ocean from your patio, your more helps us see who you are. That's why First Bank offers you more time, more access to local lenders and leaders, more answers, and more products. So tell us, what's your more? First Bank. Bank local. Get more. Member FDIC.
Ascension St. Thomas Heart is the leader in Middle Tennessee for heart care, providing the most advanced options, including heart surgery and transplants. Our nationally recognized cardiac team cares for more adult hearts than anyone in the state, from AFib to heart failure, using minimally invasive options when possible to help shorten recovery, making Ascension St. Thomas Heart your first choice for routine heart care and cardiac emergencies. Schedule a heart screening or find a cardiologist at ascension.org/St. Thomas Heart.
Middle Point Landfill's Mike Klassen.
Between our property and the county landfill property, there are 1,000 contiguous acres.
Middle Point Landfill.
How do we make a career training center to help drivers and welders and technicians and environmental scientists and put a state-of-the-art property out there? Or maybe it's to build a multi-million dollar STEM accelerator facility that partners with county schools that could utilize our 1,000 acres and all of the ecological preserve we have out there to really push STEM education.
The answer's here. Middle Point Landfill.
Roscoe Brown has been Middle Tennessee's go-to for all HVAC and plumbing needs since 1940. Our commitment, you ask? It's to provide you with not just services, but solutions to bring comfort, efficiency, and peace of mind. From the heat of summer to the cold of winter, our expert team ensures your home environment is exactly how you want it. Perfect. Trust in Roscoe Brown for all your HVAC and plumbing needs, where your family's comfort has been our priority for over 80 years. RoscoeBrown.com.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
This is The Wake Up Crew with John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
It's time for the dad joke of the day. Wise guy.
21 minutes before the hour of 7 o'clock. That's right. Already?
Yeah.
Jeez, that's amazing, isn't it? And we've got Man on the Street Newsmakers coming up and the CBS Entertainment Report with Matt Wolf at 6:57. He's hungry today before CBS News at 7 o'clock. And it is time, as usual, for our dad joke of the day. I can't believe this week has really flown by.
It's
in fact, the month of April's flown by to me, I think. So, what do you got for us today?
Well, John, so far I've opened up 3 birthday cards. I'm up $150.
Really?
Yep. That new part-time job at the post office really paying off.
Whoa! A little bit of thievery in the equation there.
Yeah. Yeah.
That makes me feel you're less of a man. But the joke was good.
I mean, I don't work at the post office.
Right. The joke is good.
I have stolen $150.
I think you got overrated yesterday with that joke, 4.8. So I'm going to go with a 4.1 on this one.
What would it normally have been then?
I'm going to even it out a little bit. I would have given it a 4, solid 4. Sorry. Don't look at me that way. Go, get back, 6:41.
CBS News brief, Russian ballistic missiles and drones have hit the Ukrainian capital Kyiv, killing at least 8 people. The BBC's John Donison is near the rubble.
Ukrainians say, look, before we can have any sort of talk about territorial exchanges, a long-term peace, we've got to have a ceasefire. And that just clearly is not happening.
President Trump says Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky is making it impossible to reach an agreement with Russia to end the war.
I think we have a deal with Russia. We have to get a deal with Zelensky, and I hope that Zelensky, I thought it might be easier to deal with Zelensky. So far, it's been harder.
Zelensky is refusing to agree that Russian-occupied Crimea is Russian, not Ukrainian territory. Criminals operating online had a profitable 2024, says CBS's Jesse Mitchell.
Scammers stole a record $16.6 billion last year. That's according to the FBI's annual Internet Crime Report. Most of those losses were due to fraud.
CBS News.
Now, an update from the WGNSRadio.com News Center.
Middle Tennessee Christian School in Murfreesboro has named Chris Lawson as its new head boys basketball coach and assistant athletic director. Lawson brings a wealth of coaching experience from Columbia Central, Hazel Green, Madison County, and most recently Cascade High School in Wartrace, where he served for 5 years. While at Cascade, he earned a District Coach of the Year honor 3 times and led his team to 3 regular season district titles, 2 district tournament wins, and 2 sectional appearances. A former collegiate player at Lindsey Wilson College and Martin Methodist, Lawson emphasized leadership rooted in character and teamwork. MTCS Athletic Director Jason Piercy expressed excitement about the new hire, saying that Lawson will guide student athletes on and off the court. Lawson echoed the sentiment, stating that his commitment to building a high-level program is founded on sportsmanship, integrity, and faith. Meanwhile, Rutherford County lawmakers are playing a role in the ongoing debate over the future of Tennessee's Secondary School Athletic Association, or TSSAA. Legislation introduced by Representative Scott Kopicki and Senator Adam Lowe aimed to give student athletes a one-time transfer option without losing eligibility. State Representative Mike Sparks of Smyrna commented to WGNS that the House bill was recently pulled due to insufficient support and has been moved to summer study for potential revisions in 2026. The Senate version passed with a strong 25-4 vote, while the TSSAA has since adjusted its rules to allow one-time transfers for non-athletic reasons. That's all for now. I'm Dalton Barrett with News Radio WGNS, and I'll talk to you later.
The Good Neighbor Network, on air and online at WGNSradio.com. Rutherford County's most trusted source for local news.
First Shot, growing in Christ with life and athletic skills.
So we teach God's Word at everything we do to implant it in them so that they understand that the only way to get through the world is with God on their side.
First Shot founder and executive director, Andy Herzer.
Our focus is on our inner city here at Patterson Park.
From academics to athletics, First Shot's focus is toward building a stronger, more courageous spirit to face opportunities and obstacles that our youth confront every day. To find out more about First Shot, go to firstshottn.org.
At Middle Tennessee Electric, we see the lines that link us all, illuminating our neighborhoods, empowering our businesses, and helping us to recharge. Because we believe in the power of good energy. Whether it comes from our grids, the sun, or a kind heart, and as your family and our region continue to grow, you can trust that we'll always be there for you. Middle Tennessee Electric, bringing good energy.
Branches is not only a place to go to find help for mental, emotional, and behavioral issues. Branches Wellness is here to provide help in losing weight and in medication management. Branches believes in body, soul, and spirit, ministry, and care for the whole individual. Branches, the place to turn to find hope and healing in the midst of a hurting and sometimes difficult world. Go to branchescounselingcenter.com or 615-904-7170.
At Heritage South Community Credit Union, you won't find crazy promotions with pages of requirements. You won't find endless phone trees with computer voices. You won't find an out-of-state bank focused on turning a profit. Instead, we help when others won't. We've been doing that for our community since we started in a pencil factory in Shelbyville almost 70 years ago. If you're tired of big banks, it's time to try your local community credit union. Visit heritagesouth.org to learn more. Insured by NCUA.
Play an old guitar, I've done half past one. Trying to make a living while everybody else is having fun.
Don't just go to any barber, go to the singing barber, Charlie Pitts. Get a great haircut and entertainment too. That's Charlie Pitts, 2528 Las Casas Pike. Phone 615-785-0966. That's Charlie Pitts.
Mercy.
Man on the Street Newsmakers, brought to you by Old National Bank in Murfreesboro.
In today's changing world, you need a financial planner that you're comfortable with. Rely on the bonds that you've built with trusted friends at Old National Bank on Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard here in the borough. And if you just moved here, visit us and enjoy warm, homemade cookies.
Honey, the cookies are ready.
Like Grandma used to make. Old National Bank. We're better together.
2230 Dr. MLK Jr. Boulevard. Old National Bank. Member FDIC.
How important is it to stay active?
I hear people use the term use it or lose it, but definitely the patients that I see that try to remain active in some way.
Dr. Russell McKissick from TOA.
Doing something to get your heart rate up, doing something to keep your muscles moving can definitely slow what time does to your body. And I've seen people that even though had bad knees or hips on x-ray, still were able to continue to stay functional because they kept at it. We do know that a joint that's in motion is a healthier joint. So even if you got a bad looking x-ray or you've got some wear in certain areas, sometimes staying active kind of keeps that joint a little healthier. Do the best you can to find something. Everybody's body is different. So the more you use your muscles, the more you can slow the decline of weakness, the more you can, you know, keep your body stronger, longer, keep your bones stronger. All those things that we're looking to avoid, sort of wear and tear issues that we have down the road, trying to slow that as much as possible. Just in general, our bodies don't burn our calories as quickly as we get older. And so it becomes more difficult to manage your weight as well. The healthier a joint is, the stronger your muscles, sort of the more you use a joint, the ligaments and tendons are more compliant. Like I said earlier, a joint in motion is a healthier joint, and so keeping those active does seem to decrease our risks.
Information you need on WGNS, focusing on the importance of staying active.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
Man, we're going so fast, I can't even hardly keep up.
It's Thursday, though. You know that now.
It's already 6:48.
I know.
Well, yeah. I know it's Thursday. Yeah, I guess that's what sped it up so much.
You thought it was Wednesday, and it's now Thursday.
And I did that so good. Humpback Wednesday. I was really good. Yeah. Very close, but wrong day.
And it was at the end, so there's nothing we could do. You know, it's like.
How's your diet coming along?
Not very well.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Still on the calorie counting thing?
Yeah, trying.
But go over a little bit every once in a while?
Yeah. Well, I had Sir Pizza the other day, last Friday.
Yeah. How do you count that?
And I had it for like 3 days. It's really good in the air fryer.
Yeah.
Especially those middle pieces.
Yeah. They get crunchier.
Well, yeah. I eat around the edge, you know, when it's fresh. And then I save those middle pieces for the air fryer because, you know, they just get
crispy. Did you go pick it up?
I did.
Oh.
I ordered on their app.
Oh, well.
I got rewards points.
Great. You and Dalton. Okay. I've got five diets that they bring out that said these are the best. These are the best diets right here.
Okay.
Now, calorie counting wasn't on there.
I was going to say.
But that's a way of life. That's not necessarily a diet.
True.
Okay. The Fit Fast diet. You ever heard of it?
I haven't.
I have not either. They say that's the best one. And I don't have a lot of... information, but it's kind of like proteins and, you know, watch your sugar intake, that kind of thing.
So it doesn't count barbecue pretzels?
No. I think it has people that help you. You can call them and they'll give you advice and that kind of thing.
They'll say, don't eat that.
Number two, which every doctor I've talked to in the last four doctors I've gone to have told me I need to be on this diet, the keto diet. Well, I'm not a keto guy, but they don't say keto. They say low carb. Okay?
Which is what that is.
Which is kind of what it is. I need to get rid of the sugar. I need to get rid of the sugar, ice cream, all that kind of stuff. I need to get that out, and white bread. I call it the don't eat anything white diet.
Wow.
I could make a
Like potatoes?
potatoes.
Yeah, had one of those on Sunday.
You need a sweet potato. Even eat a sweet potato if you must have a potato. The paleo diet, I don't know much about that. It goes back into the days of BC where we ate unprocessed foods.
Yeah, a lot of vegetables.
Right.
Olives, things like that.
Legumes. Is that how you say it? Legumes?
It's close enough for okay. me.
Then number five is the Mediterranean diet, which consists of whole grains, fish, and poultry. A lot of olive oil, I think, instead of, you know, butter and that kind of thing.
You wouldn't do well on that one with your olive oil.
I can do keto. I just don't, you know, that ketosis thing, you know, I'm not, I just think I need to cut down. So I've ordered me some wheat bread. I'm not going to worry about it. If I eat a sandwich, I'm going to eat it. It's going to be on wheat bread. And stay away from white. That's going to be my stay away from white.
My problem with bread is I don't eat enough of it, and I get the half loaves.
But, oh, yeah.
And I tried that keto bread again.
No.
Golly.
No.
I mean, it's better than it used to be, for sure.
Right.
But I don't know.
But if you're doing a low carb, you look at it, and the keto has as many carbs sometimes as a wheat bread that you're eating. I mean, it doesn't make a lot of difference unless it just says it on there. Net carbs can be helpful.
Yeah, you get your fibers and do all that math right. with all of that.
So, anyway, and also I'm going to count my calories too a little bit. But so, I'm going to go like 1,800 instead of 16.
Well, with keto, I mean, you know, you eat proteins and right. those are pretty high in calorie.
Yeah, depending. So you have to watch it because you can eat a chicken breast is 200 and something.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you probably have to up it a little bit. I don't really know what I'm doing. Anyway, it's time for celebrity birthdays.
It's birthday time. Cause it's birthday time. What a day for celebrating. There'll be songs and gifts and some happy congregation. This is birthday time with your friends and your relations. It's a time for joy and happy celebrations. Happy birthday to you.
We don't have a lot of celebrity birthdays, so I'm going to go with the local birthdays first.
Oh.
You ready? Can you handle it?
Yep.
Pat Kennedy has a birthday today. Melissa also sent in Cindy Moore's name. And April Frost. That's just three. We're way down, so we've got to get a few more.
I see a few on our text messaging here, so don't forget to call or text in. Let us know who's celebrating. 615-893-1450. Some Slick Pig barbecue banana pudding on the line here now.
And on the celebrity board, we go with Shirley MacLaine, 1934, an American actress and mystic. She was a mystic, by the way. Born in Richmond, Virginia.
What did she mystic?
Well, she can tell the future or something. It's weird.
Read the cards and stuff, yeah. Palms.
She's Warren Beatty's sister, too, by the way.
Oh.
1942, Barbara Streisand, American pop singer.
We're children.
Didn't we just do her?
One of my favorite singers, Barbara
Didn't
Streisand.
Didn't we just talk about her?
Yeah.
And 1972, Chipper Jones, American MLB infielder of the Atlanta Braves. Played his whole career with Atlanta. Go Chipper. Born in Dillon, Florida.
Now you're talking.
Yeah, that's the way. That's true loyalty.
Yeah.
And finally, 1982, Kelly Clarkson, American pop singer, winner of first season of American Idol, a songwriter and TV personality, now has her own show. But since you've been
gone, she's American Idoling, isn't she? No? Post?
Carrie Underwood.
Oh.
6:55.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. We'll start off today with some patchy fog, then showers and storms likely. Mostly cloudy with a high around 78. Areas of showers and storms linger Thursday night too, dipping back to 61 with mostly cloudy skies. Showers and storms expected again for Friday with a high of 77 and mostly cloudy skies. Showers and storms linger into Friday night. Cloud cover lingers too with a low of 62. I'm weatherology meteorologist Regina Kroll with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now, it's 61 degrees.
From lift kits to tires, Tire World has the experts and the knowledge to get it done.
This is Gator with Tire World Off-Road. We're your local Rough Country dealer. So when you're ready to add some character to your rig, ask for Gator at Tire World on Memorial Boulevard.
Good morning. Starting to build pretty good now. Coming in from Wilson County, out of Smith County as well. There's been lots of radar in both of those counties this morning, up and down certain sections of I-40. Putting the final touches on this crash north of town on Briley Parkway westbound at Clarksville Pike. Loading up pretty good now, and more volume out of Murfreesboro and Rutherford County on 24 westbound as you work your way past 840 all the way up into Antioch. Hey, if you recently suffered some hail or storm damage to your roof and it's now starting to leak, call Independent Roofing Specialists. Log on to their website today at irsroofs.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Middle Tennessee Electric is proud to bring you the 24th Annual Earth Day Celebration Saturday, April 26th, 10 to 2 on the square. Check out local and organic products, live music, and more. Free fun for the whole family, April 26th. Find out more information at rcearthday.com.
This is Wade Hayes from Toots Restaurants. One of the things that put us on the map here in Rutherford County was our daily specials. Now you can go to our website, toots.com, and click on the Daily Specials tab to see what those are.
Hey, this is Jack Hayes. Come over to Toots Restaurants and play our cool arcade games. And while you're at it, come check out our menus.
Thank you, Rutherford County.
Thank you for dining with us since 1985.
Thank you for dining with us for 40 years.
Shopping for your DIY projects, odds are at the Habitat Restore.
We got it.
If you have a painting project going on, we have plenty of paint supplies. Come see us here at the Habitat Restore.
Find it at the Restore.
If you need batteries, come to the Restore.
We got it at the Habitat Restore.
850 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard in Murfreesboro.
Remember, we got it today.
Welcome to the cutthroat world of the ballet.
This is getting really interesting.
Bet you never thought you'd hear those words together. At 12 is the buzzy new series on Prime from the creators of The Marvelous Mrs. Maisel, Amy Sherman and Dan Palladino.
We have to fix this.
Okay, fine. What do we do?
Yeah, I think it's something we relate to in this current moment in time.
There's Luke Kirby from Mrs. Maisel. He stars as the head of a struggling ballet company trying to stay afloat. Now, he told me it's a reflection of the challenges the performing arts faces these days.
Theaters are vital places. Yeah, we need to promote this idea that, you know, strangers get into rooms with each other.
All episodes of Etoile are streaming now on Prime. For CBS Entertainment, I'm Matt Wolf.
And now, a Progressive ad brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Drivers who switch to Progressive could save big with Progressive. This has been a Progressive ad from Progressive. See if you could save at 1-800-PROGRESSIVE or progressive.com.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
Our time here on The Wake Up Crew is 6:58, and we're closing things out. Want to tell you, Crystal Smith is today's Good Neighbor of the Day for officially running a friendly front office at Blackman High School. Crystal Smith will receive flowers from Jenny Harrison and the family over at Ryan Flowers Coffee and Gifts and News Radio WGNS.
Well, congratulations to Crystal. Be sure to send in your good neighbors. Text neighbor to 615-893-1450. You'll get a reply. Just tap on that link, fill out the information, and while you're on that link on your phone's web browser, just save that right there as your favorites, and you can go back to it anytime. Same if you go to WGNSradio.com/goodneighbor. And a reminder, we're taking birthdays for another half an hour here for this 24th of April. And you, in about an hour, we'll hear all of the names announced, and someone's going to get some banana pudding from Slick Pig Barbecue. So let us know who's celebrating out there.
For more than 30 years, my team and I have worked hard to help injured people throughout Middle Tennessee. Over that time, we've helped thousands of people get the legal help they need when they've needed it the most. Seriously injured? Call the law offices of John Day.
CBS News is next. Our time is 7 o'clock.
Portions of our programming have been pre-recorded. The Good Neighbor Network, WGNS, Murfreesboro, Smyrna, flagship station for MTSU sports. Courthouse clock time, 7 o'clock.
Trump to reduce tariffs on China.
The tariffs are illegal.
New Russian strikes on Kyiv. East Coast wildfire still not contained.
Hopefully they'll get it under control.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez with the CBS World News Roundup. China is refuting President Trump's claims the two countries are talking in a bid to lower the U.S. new 145% tariffs. Beijing says if Mr. Trump really wants to resolve the issue, he should cancel them. Correspondent Ed O'Keefe is at the White House.
Trump's moves come after weeks of global economic instability.
This week, the CEOs of top retailers Walmart and Target privately warned the president tariffs could disrupt global supply chains and result in empty shelves in the coming weeks. And Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent sought to calm nerves by telling a meeting hosted by J.P. Morgan Chase there will be de-escalation with China. On Wednesday, addressing leaders in international finance, he said the U.S. is merely trying to rebalance global trade.
America first does not mean America alone.
But while President Trump says there's been direct contact daily between the U.S. and China on trade,
据我了解,
this morning, China's Ministry of Commerce pushed back, saying any claims about the progress of China-U.S. trade negotiations are groundless, as trying to catch the wind, and have no factual basis.
12 Democrat-controlled states are suing the president to try to stop his tariffs, among them Arizona, whose Attorney General Chris Mays calls them insane and illegal.
I will not stand by while the federal government imposes policies that harm our economy, violates the Constitution.
President Trump is accusing Ukraine's Volodymyr Zelensky of undermining ceasefire talks by refusing to give up territory to Russia. And deadly fighting continues. Correspondent Holly Williams is at the foreign desk.
Russia killed Ukrainian civilians again last night, hitting residential areas, according to Ukrainian officials. At least nine people lost their lives. Diplomacy won't work here, said Oksana Bilozir. There simply aren't words to express what a monster Vladimir Putin is. But President Trump said yesterday that he's not taking sides.
I have no favorites. I don't want to have any favorites. I want to have a deal done.
In the more than 3 years since Putin started this war, the U.S. has supported Ukraine with over $100 billion in aid. But now the White House says the president's patience is wearing thin as he pushes a peace plan that reportedly involves excluding Ukraine from NATO membership, freezing the fighting close to the current front line, and recognizing Crimea as part of Russia.
Tensions are escalating quickly between two nuclear neighbors. Pakistan says it'll cancel visas for Indian nationals, suspend trade, and close its airspace after India suspended visas for Pakistani nationals following an attack by gunmen in Kashmir that killed more than two dozen people, most of them tourists. A militant group claimed responsibility. Pakistan has denied any connection. Pope Francis lies in state at St. Peter's Basilica for a second day, and so many are lined up to see him, the Vatican kept the doors open all night. Correspondent Seth Doan is there.
The masses today came in the form of the hushed faithful, inching closer to have their moment with Pope Francis. Sarah Borchers from Cincinnati and her family waited in line for 5 hours.
How has it struck you?
There's almost a sense of uncertainty. We don't know who's going to be elected Pope next.
That's what cardinals meeting daily are starting to discuss.
What could become New Jersey's biggest wildfire in decades is now 50% contained. CBS's Nikki Batiste.
A growing wildfire in southern New Jersey, sending plumes of smoke above neighborhoods in Ocean County, has left some people who live there on edge, including Amy Zettel, who was allowed back home after an earlier evacuation order.
It's a nerve-wracking feeling. It's unsettling just because we could go back home. I didn't even put any of my stuff back in the house. It's like in the garage in bags just in case.
While firefighters are finally starting to get control of the blaze that quadrupled in size in the span of 24 hours.
It's 4 minutes after the hour.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more.
I learned patience from my adoptive dad. All he had to say was,
"Hey, you got this. Just breathe." Hey, we're pretty good.
Yeah.
Might have to start a band.
I got it.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUS Kids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
A federal judge in Atlanta will consider a permanent injunction today to restore 133 international student visas.
The case represents the largest challenge to the Trump administration's cancellation of international student visas, and Atlanta immigration attorney Charles Cook says they have one goal today.
We will ask the judge to permanently order the government to restore our client, all of our clients, all 133 of them, to valid student status in the United States.
The judge ordered the administration to temporarily restore the student status ahead of this hearing. The government argues that the students could go through a separate process to have their status restored. Jonathan O'Brien for CBS News, Atlanta.
Former Army intelligence analyst Corbin Schultz has been sentenced to 7 years in prison for selling U.S. secrets to a foreign national believed to be working with the Chinese government. CBS's Jake Rosen.
He was paid approximately $42,000 for that information, including his Army unit's operational order before it was deployed to Europe in support of NATO, technical manuals for multiple aircrafts and ballistic missile systems, and information on Chinese military tactics and People's Liberation Army rocket force that the U.S. intelligence systems have.
The value of the president's meme coin has jumped 50%.
President Trump's meme coin was actually down 88%, but it's now gotten a boost. It's after its website said the top 220 holders of the digital token have been invited to what it calls an intimate private dinner with the president. The dinner offer promises to hear from Trump about the future of crypto. The site says the dinner will take place on May 22nd at the Trump National Golf Club in Washington, D.C. Meme coins have no economic or transactional value. Matt Piper, CBS News.
The 2025 NFL draft is tonight in Green Bay.
250,000 fans are expected to be on hand when the three-day NFL draft kicks off at Lambeau Field. The Titans have the first overall pick. They're expected to select Miami quarterback Cam Ward, a guy Titans GM Mike Borgonzi thinks highly of.
Competitive edge that he has, you can feel that. He's very intelligent.
The Browns, Giants, Patriots, and Jaguars round out the top five picks. Erica Herskowitz for CBS News.
Time on the Roundup, 8 past the hour.
So, you want to buy a house. You could go online, do your research, find the dream listing, go see it, and get catfished. Back to the drawing board. More scheduling, more viewings, more, this doesn't even look like the photos. You could finally find one that does match the photos. Then comes the offer. Stress rush? Yep, make that 3. And here's the paperwork. Yep, never-ending paperwork. It's a lot. But you don't have to do it alone. Because there's an agent who's a realtor here to guide and help protect you as you find the home that's right for you. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors. Right by you.
Good morning, doctor.
Doctor.
Hi, doctor.
Doctor?
Dr. Jackson's practice is growing.
What do you mean we're still short-staffed?
He needs a good patient doctor.
How do we not have enough doctors to doctor all these patients?
And he doesn't have the patience to sift through hundreds of resumes.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. When you sponsor a job on Indeed, it's easier for talented candidates to find it, which makes it easier for you to hire them. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored...
I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News Radio. We'll have updates at the top of every hour all day long. Now, here are Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
Back at it here for another hour of the Wake Up Crew from WGNS. I'm Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, Dalton Barrett along here in just seconds. But right now, we pause to check on traffic and weather together, brought to you by Toots, Good Food and Fun.
This is Wade Hayes from Toots Restaurants, and our family is just honored and blessed to be part of this community for 40 years.
Hi, this is Nick Hayes with Toots Restaurants. After 40 years, we still got them. $6.99 daily lunch specials. Stop by Toots.com and check them out.
Thank you for dining with us since 1985.
Thank you, Rutherford County.
Thank you for dining with us for 40 years.
Good food and fun, Toots. Good food and fun.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. We'll start off today with some patchy fog, then showers and storms likely. Mostly cloudy with a high around 78. Areas of showers and storms linger Thursday night too, dipping back to 61 with mostly cloudy skies. Showers and storms expected again for Friday with a high of 77 and mostly cloudy skies. Showers and storms linger into Friday night. Cloud cover lingers too with a low of 62. I'm weatherology meteorologist Regina Kroll with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now, it's 61 degrees.
We're excited to announce that Capstar Bank is now officially a division of Old National Bank. Old National Bank in Murfreesboro at 2230 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard. Old National Bank, ready to serve you.
Old National Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Good morning. Starting to crank up pretty good now through the Mount Juliet area. All that traffic coming in through Hermitage as well on 40 going west on into Donelson as it picks up even more down Ellington Parkway from the top down to the bottom. Looking a little bit better over here on Briley Parkway as they clean up that wreck westbound Briley right at Clarksville Pike. Hey, when you need dependable towing in Middle Tennessee, there's only one name to remember, STR Towing and Recovery. They are the best. STRTow.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
This is Pastor Nikki Ajapong, lead pastor of Holy Hill Chapel in Murfreesboro.
Hear our sermons on WGNS every Sunday night at 7:30.
Extending the love of God.
Reviving the community at HolyHillChapelTN.org.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
Who is the tall, dark stranger there? Maverick is the name. Riding the trail to who knows where. Luck is his companion. Gambling is his game.
This is the Wake Up Crew with John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
Maverick is a legend of the West.
When was Maverick on?
1957 to 1962.
Wow, pretty good.
Was James Garner was in it the first couple of years, and then he had a contract dispute, and he walked out, and then he came back. And all those guys at Warner Brothers had contract problems. Warner Brothers didn't want to pay.
So did he come back and finish the series out? Or
Sort of. Then he left again and for good. Went to movies.
But if he was Maverick, who came in?
Bart.
But they still call the show Maverick?
Yeah, Bart Maverick. And then there was Beauregard Maverick, played by Roger Moore, James Bond guy.
Really?
And then there was one called Brent Maverick, who was in two shows.
It's kind of like the Rigsby's. There's so many of them.
Yeah, the Rigsby's, yeah. Yeah. The Mavericks.
Maybe y'all could, you know.
Bo was their British cousin.
British cousin?
Yeah.
Well, maybe you could do like your own little theme song. The Rigsby's the finest of the West. Something like that.
Okay. No. Okay. You're gonna hear comments on that.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why I thought of that.
We sing is what you're saying. We sing, so
yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. You could kind of like make your own little theme song out of it.
John's not a Rigsby, but he claims he is, or something like that. Yeah. Okay.
You could be the British cousin.
It's funny, we go to singings and stuff. Everybody knows I'm not related to him. I'm the only guy smaller than 6'6", or something like that. They're all tall.
Every one of them.
Except me. And I'm not a brother. So I have a hard time, you know.
You're the brother from a different mother, maybe.
Yeah.
Thursday morning, it's the 24th of April. Hope you are having a good morning here this morning. Episode 1643 of the Wake Up Crew. Some things to look forward to on the calendar.
What?
Cinco de Mayo, 11 days away. That's the 5th of May.
That's a good thing.
Mm-hmm. Mother's Day is in 17 days, so get on it. Cordial cherries have been acquired. Memorial Day, 32 days away. And the reason that's important, because the last day of school is 35 days away. And yes, you get Memorial Day off. You go Tuesday, Wednesday. You're off Thursday for a teacher work day. Friday's your report card day. And that's the 30th, a half day of school. Throwback Thursday coming up. And today, we're going to introduce you to a radio legend. His name is John McDonald. We're going to talk a little bit about that. John's going to give us a little bit of information about John. And John Young, our buddy who does our intros, sent a little blooper reel. You know, it's always fun to catch radio people, you know. It's like, you know, doing the obituaries and somebody's trying to make you laugh or something like that. They're always kind of antics.
Yeah.
So we'll see what that's all about on a little throwback. John, last week during Throwback Thursday, we were talking about, we did the top 10 sports events of all time. And the list that I had was rather lengthy. There were 30 of them, as a matter of fact. Thought we would hit some additional highlights. And just out of the top 10 was Hank Aaron's 715th home run.
Okay.
Just out of the top 10. Henry Aaron.
I can't. It's hard to believe that that's just out of the top 10.
Yeah. You think it would be in the top 10?
Should have been, yeah.
Yeah. There were.
I think Barry Bonds surpassing it, though, kind of
maybe
lessened it.
Then it was the 1951 shot heard round the world. The Bobby Thompson, bottom of the ninth, come from behind, game-winning home run, the ultimate walk-off.
Won the World Series.
Mm-hmm. Then Kurt Gibson's pinch hit for the Dodgers.
On one leg.
Yep. That was pretty amazing. I remember that, 1988. NBA Finals, Game 4 in 1987. Larry Bird, Magic Johnson. They met in the finals three times, and Game 4 of the 87, this person says is a must-see, but it was Bird and Johnson for a long time. The NCAA Men's Division I Basketball Tournament 1983. That tournament edges out 1979, the game that sparked the rivalry between Bird and Johnson. But 1983 was Clyde Drexler and Hakeem Olajuwon, buzzer-beating win for, what was that, North Carolina State? Jim Valvano?
Correct.
Yeah. Then you got the 2006 Rose Bowl, the Ice Bowl in 1967, on the frozen tundra of Lambeau Field. That's where it got its nickname, was for that game. 15 degrees below zero.
Who was the quarterback for the Cowboys in that game? Don Meredith.
Let's see. Bart Smith was...
Bart Starr.
Bart Starr, rather.
Yeah.
For...
Green Bay. Don Meredith, I think, Dallas.
Yeah, it doesn't really say, but I'm sure you're right there. The Great One's greatest game in hockey, so there you go with another one. Wayne Gretzky, of course.
Oh, yeah, okay.
The John Elway drive to win the Super Bowl in 1987. In Cleveland, Ohio. Maybe it wasn't for the Super Bowl. Maybe for the championship. You got several Super Bowls in there. Which Super Bowl is most memorable to you?
Which one was most memorable to me?
These are going to be different.
I have a lot of them that I... Joe Namath upsetting the Packers. The Chiefs. No, the Colts in 69. Or 68, 69. That was a big one. I enjoyed the come-from-behind New England Patriot win over the Atlanta Falcons, although you're not a Patriot guy, you don't care for that. But I like Peyton winning for the Denver Broncos his last time as quarterback, and knew when to call it quits after that.
What about Joe Montana's comeback win over the Bengals in 1989?
When he looked over and saw John Candy and he said, "Hey, fellas, isn't that John Candy over there?" and so relaxed and
I think that's right.
Spurred him on, yeah. Yeah, that was a great one.
I think that was the end of the
and the San Titans Francisco one. Dynasty. The Titans one where they lost was pretty classic. They lost on the 1 yard line. They couldn't get the ball over to the 1 yard
line.
True,
that was Music City Miracle year too.
Yeah.
All right, here's some sports for you.
This is News Radio WGNS Prime Time Sports,
sponsored by the Law Offices of John Day
from the Fox Sports Studios in Los Angeles. Here's Monsi Bolaños.
The Rockets have evened the series against the Warriors with a little help from Jalen Green.
Jalen, three-point line right. Met there by Post. Slide stepped. Deep three coming up on the way. And rattles in! Huge triple!
You just heard it on the Rockets radio network. Green ended with 38 points, including 8 threes, as Houston outscored Golden State 109-94. Jimmy Butler took a hard fall in the second quarter and was ruled out with a pelvic contusion. He is set to have an MRI on Thursday. The Celtics now lead their series 2-0 after topping the Magic 100-109, and the Cavaliers lead their series 2-0 after defeating the Heat 121-112. On the ice, the Stars edged the Avalanche 2-1 in overtime to take a 2-1 series lead. The Kings outscored the Oilers 6-2, so LA leads that series 2-0. And the Capitals defeated the Canadiens 3-1. Now Washington leads that series 2-0.
This is Peter Demas, and our family is inviting your family to come eat with us at Demas's restaurant. Demas's has had a bar when we opened 35 years ago. And we've done the exact same thing with our bar menu that we've done with our food menu. We get higher quality items, higher quality cocktails. Again, some people just want a drink with their meal. where they might be able to get a drink to complement their meals. You need to check it out, so come on over right now. Demas's Restaurant on Northwest Broad Street. We really focus on value.
Your 401k is likely one of your most important assets, but it's only one part of a comprehensive retirement strategy. Edward Jones can help you understand how your retirement assets fit into your entire retirement picture so that you can work toward meeting your unique retirement goals. Contact me, Lee Colvin, your Edward Jones Financial Advisor, in the Public Shopping Center on South Rutherford Boulevard, or give us a call at 615-907-7056. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.
This is a paid legal ad.
When a family member is lost as a result of someone else's negligence, the grief can be unbearable. It also leaves you with a lot of questions like, how did this happen? Who's responsible? And is my family going to be okay? That's a lot to go through, but with the law offices of John Day on your side, you don't have to go through any of it alone. We understand what you're going through, and we have the experience to get the answers, justice, and compensation your family deserves. Call the law offices of John Day.
When the unexpected happens, fire, water, or storm damage, Farrah Construction can help. Farrah Construction is also there to help when a car slams through the wall, and that seems to happen more often these days. I'm Ron Hall. Let our family at Farrah Construction help you. Call Farrah Construction, and we'll board up, put down tarps, secure your home or business until the insurance coverage is approved. I'm Ron Hall. Shop local. Let our family business help you. Farrah Construction Company.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
Back at 722, it's the Wake Up Crew, and I'm Brian Barrett. We head over to the Villages of Murfreesboro. Sandy Freeman joins us, the Memory Care Clinical Director, and a very important topic. If you have a loved one or know someone who has a loved one that is struggling with dementia, this is for you. I think this will really help you these next couple of minutes. And Sandy, we're going to be talking about something that you've been seeing there at the Villages pretty prevalently here lately.
You know, one of the biggest things that we've been talking about lately, and I've been discussing with families, is the feeling of loss related to dementia and how we cope with that grief. You know, recognizing the progressive nature of the illness, you know, resulting in the losses, acknowledging the losses along the way, managing the range of emotions that come along with those things, and then seeking support of others is so important. You know, it's something you really don't talk about and something that's not really prevalent in the community as we're talking about dementia. You know, we talk about that person and we talk about the progression of the disease and those type things. But what we do not talk about as often, you know, that I love talking to my families about is the feelings they're having, you know, the ambiguous loss of that loved one. And, you know, they're physically present, but cognitively they're absent. And I've heard so many times family members say, "That's my mom, but that's not my mom." You know, and my mom would never do those things. And coping with your mom may have never said a curse word in her entire life. And now she regularly does, you know, say curse words or do certain actions. My mom would never like peas. I get those all the times. My mom would not eat a pea to save her life. And now mom wants pea salad. She wants pea soup. You know, all these kind of things in dealing with the dementia as the disease progresses and takes away, you know, that loved one from you, you know, and that's a true loss. That's a feeling of grief. We go through the grieving process. We have denial. We have anger. We feel guilt. We have sadness, you know, but we do have to get to that acceptance point.
You know,
so I want to normalize that grief.
Yeah. And that is such a key point, because I think we get into care mode. You know, we've got to do this to care for this person, and then we kind of shove down our feelings of, you know, this is hard. I don't understand this feeling, but it's grief, maybe.
Absolutely, absolutely, and we've got to normalize that. It's okay to feel grief. I can remember when I lost my grandmother a couple years ago. You know, I always say I lost her twice. I lost her the first time to dementia and to all those things that she did, and she wasn't my grandmother, quote unquote, anymore. And then I lost her physically. And it's okay. We need to normalize that grief that we have with that initial loss with dementia and know how to take care of ourselves. You know, self-care is very important. Mental, physical, and emotional well-being, especially when you're going through the trials of dementia with the person that you love and care about, is so important. And that's also why it's important to find a support system, a support group. You know, we have a support group here at the Villages that meets the second Tuesday of every month at 4 o'clock, you know, and we would love to have people join. And it's, you're not the only person feeling that way. You're not the only person whose mom or dad has dementia, or that you have felt, you know, those grieving emotions related to dementia. Come talk to us about it. Call me. Let's talk about it. You know, it's very important to get those feelings out there and know that you're not the only one feeling that way.
Yeah. Yeah. That's very true. And you mentioned something, you know, you come out of the holiday season, Thanksgiving, Christmas, and you spend time with family and, you know, maybe grandma, grandpa are not like what they used to be. And it aids in that seasonal depression that a lot of people get just with the cold and January, February, March. And so just, I guess the key is don't feel like you're the only one going through it.
Absolutely. Talk to people. You know that you're not the only one that's feeling the loss, and you're going to go through that grieving process. Like we said, you know, coping with the dementia, you know, as you see the behaviors and those type things, you get frustrated, you know, you get upset. You think, like I said, oh my gosh, my mother would never do this or that, or those things, or my father was never this person or that person. And that's okay to feel that way, because there's a ton of people that feel that way as well.
If you feel like you don't have one or someone to really talk to about it, that's why a support group is key. And, you know, I know you mentioned the support group that meets there. If someone wants to call and ask questions, they should just call the Villages and talk to you and maybe kind of get involved with that support group.
Absolutely. I recently had a family member come in and had a terminal diagnosis for their parent who has dementia. And we were talking through those things, and it's not a person that we take care of. But, you know, I'm more than willing to talk to anybody. You know, we have to support each other. We're all in this together, and we've all had these emotions.
Sandy Freeman has been with us today, the Memory Care Clinical Director at the Villages of Murfreesboro. Their phone number, 615-848-3030.
Hi, this is Stan with Parks Auction Company, and by now you've probably heard our commercials and know that we are committed to helping you increase your investments. Call 896-4600 to set an appointment with me or one of my team members. That's 896-4600. Parks Auction Company, we handle everything.
If you're near retirement or thinking about retiring, you probably have a lot of questions. How do you make your savings last? You're ready for retirement, but are your finances? Let's work together to help ensure your finances can keep up with your unique needs over the long haul. I'm Edward Jones Financial Advisor Lee Colvin. Stop by our office in the Public Shopping Center on South Rutherford Boulevard, or give us a call at 615-907-7056 for an appointment. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.
We're talking with Lynn Drury at the Villages of Murfreesboro.
Well, we were to that age where we realized we needed to make a move, and we investigated and we settled on the Villages of Murfreesboro. And even at the time, we would look at each other and say, are we doing the right thing? And I can't tell you how many times we've looked at each other and we said, ah, we made the right decision. We like everything about the Villages of Murfreesboro.
The Villages of Murfreesboro.
AA made all the difference in my life. I noticed that most of the goals I had as a kid were slipping by. I didn't feel like the person I hoped to be. After all those years of drinking, I really didn't know myself. When I was out there drinking, I was always looking for the next great party to make me feel all right. With AA, I found a better way of life. And I feel good in my everyday life, even without a drink in my hand. Alcoholics Anonymous. It works. Look us up. Check your phone book, newspaper, or AA.org.
Middle Tennessee Electric presents the 24th Annual Earth Day Celebration, Saturday, April 26th, 10 to 2, on the Murfreesboro Square. Check out the Kids Zone, hands-on games and activities. It's free fun for the whole family, April 26th on the Square. Check out rcearthday.com.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
Well, we've made it to 7:30 on this Thursday morning. A little throwback coming up, but we've got news, traffic, and weather for you straight ahead here. And birthdays, right?
Yeah, well, we got three special birthdays, Pat Kennedy, Cindy Moore, and April Frost. But I would imagine the birthday, what's he called? The birthday fairy?
Fairy, yes.
Yeah, I believe he would like to have a few more to select from.
It's a she.
Oh, I didn't know. I'm sorry.
How many fairies do you know that? Never mind. call or text if you've got a birthday or an anniversary. Add it to our list this morning. But right now is your deadline so we can put everything together. And coming up here in about a half an hour, we're going to announce all the names and give away some banana pudding from Slick Pig Barbecue.
For more than 30 years, my team and I have worked hard to help injured people throughout Middle Tennessee. Over that time, we've helped thousands of people get the legal help they need when they've needed it the most. Seriously injured? Call the law offices of John Day.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. We'll start off today with some patchy fog, then showers and storms likely. Mostly cloudy with a high around 78. Areas of showers and storms linger Thursday night too, dipping back to 61 with mostly cloudy skies. Showers and storms expected again for Friday with a high of 77 and mostly cloudy skies. Showers and storms linger into Friday night. Cloud cover lingers too with a low of 62. I'm weatherology meteorologist Regina Kroll with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now, it's 61 degrees.
Good morning. There's a couple of spots out here that's trying to pick up a little bit more volume. I-40 westbound being one of them. They are coming in from Hermitage into Donelson as it builds coming in from Wilson County. 24 has got a little bit heavier in the last few minutes. Westbound 24 here at Haywood Lane coming up by Walden Road. All that traffic on 24 in from Murfreesboro, Rutherford County, headed on into the Antioch area. Hey, if you recently suffered some hail or storm damage and your roof is starting to leak, call Independent Roofing Specialist today. Just check them out at irsroofs.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Now an update from the WGNSradio.com News Center.
Motorists in Murfreesboro should prepare for delays along New Salem Highway this week as TDOT launches the final phase of its widening project between I-24 and Old Fort Parkway. Crews began final paving and stripping operations on Tuesday, with work expected to continue through Friday. Throughout the process, one lane will remain open in each direction, but drivers will face lane closures and shifting traffic patterns. TDOT is advising caution and encouraging drivers to seek alternative routes or monitor SmartWay for real-time updates. The improvements are designed to relieve congestion and enhance safety in one of Murfreesboro's key traffic corridors. Meanwhile, Murfreesboro has suspended its special census efforts following the Tennessee General Assembly's passage of House Bill 780. Sponsored by State Representative Robert Stevens of Smyrna, the legislation shifts population tracking responsibilities to the Boyd Center at the University of Tennessee, streamlining the process statewide. With the bill passing decisively in both chambers, city officials have paused their own census, which had reached a 40% response rate. State Representative Mike Sparks praised Stevens' legislation, saying,
"Let's face it, many people don't respond to censusing. Maybe they don't answer the door. So I want to thank the sponsor for a great piece of legislation."
Murfreesboro's estimated population has grown over 165,000, and the city was seeking increased state shared revenue to support services in the rapidly growing Rutherford County region. The shift to annual state certified estimates will be reflective on the 2026-2027 budget, potentially improving funding allocation for Murfreesboro and Smyrna. That's all for now. I'm Dalton Barrett, and I'll talk to you later.
The Good Neighbor Network, on air and online at WGNSradio.com. Rutherford County's most trusted source for local news.
Find it at the ReStore, yeah.
Welcome to the ReStore. What are you looking for today?
Do you have any area rugs?
We got it. And all of our lighting is 50% off here at the ReStore.
Find it at the ReStore.
If you need trim or molding, come on down here to see us at the ReStore.
The Habitat ReStore at 850 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard in Murfreesboro.
Remember, we got it today, but it may be gone tomorrow.
Find it at the ReStore, yeah.
When you turn to Turner Security, powered by TechCore, you can leave your security issues at the door. Where can you turn when you need a friend to put your fears to rest? Turn to the best when you turn to Turner Security, powered by TechCore. You can leave your security issues at the door. Turn to Turner Security.
When it comes to your home, memories and sentimental value are priceless. Farrah Construction can remodel your home or can update your kitchen, bath, or other rooms. I'm Ron Hall. If you can dream it, Farrah Construction can turn it into reality. Call Farrah Construction at 615-893-6120. That's Farrah Construction. I'm Ron Hall. Shop local. Let our family business help you. Farrah Construction Company.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
It's 7:35 here from News Radio, WGNS, and it's a Thursday, right?
Ah, do you remember these?
Well, this morning we're going to take you back. Here is a radio legend, John McDonald. John, you said you remember John McDonald.
Mm-hmm.
He was on WSM.
Farmer Digest? Farmer?
Yes.
Okay.
And he was on every weekday at noon as well for a show called Noontime Neighbors. And John Young sent this out to a radio group. And you have to realize that a lot of radio people, they like to play jokes on others, right? And this is what can happen. Apparently, he had a real knack for reading a script. You know, just a cold read, hasn't looked over it, was supernatural at doing it. So they slipped something into his copy that he hadn't read and rehearsed.
Uh-oh.
And then it kind of cracks him up here a little bit.
The checkerboard, the checkerboard. Look for the store with the checkerboard.
And now Ralston Purina Company and your local Purina dealer at the store with the checkerboard sign present Farm Digest with WSM Farm Director John McDonald. John?
Well, thanks, Al Durham, and welcome to our Purina program this morning. What sort of person would hijack an airplane? Well, as a child, he detested his old man, who was an alcoholic and violent. Mama was a religious nut, says Dallas psychiatrist David G. Hubbard in the September issue of the American Medical Association Update. A recognized authority on the subject, Dr. Hubbard has interviewed more than 40 would-be hijackers in prison. In his hostile home, the typical skyjacker quickly learned to dash from one angry parent to the sanctuary of the other, Dr. Hubbard says. This flattered the parents, and they encouraged it. You could hardly describe a typical hijacker as masculine. His voice is apt to be very soft. If he's had sexual activity, it was due to the advances of an aggressive female. I believe I'm going to have to quit. I didn't know that was in there. Lord have mercy. What's your face red for, Dick?
What about you?
Oh, this kills me. He's oddball, ain't he? I saw this thing and I just read the line or two out of it. This is the funniest thing I've.
So, that was live on the air. That was a live take.
Yeah.
So they kind of tricked him into the, you know, they knew he would only read the first couple of lines and then go right into it.
The guy that introduced him was Hal Durham, and Hal was the Opry guy for after Grant Turner.
Oh yeah,
for a long time, and Hal Durham had a show on it on WSM at night from 7 to midnight, playing country music. So that's a name that was popped out of there when I heard that. So,
do you remember John McDaniel?
Oh yeah,
McDonald rather.
I think it came on at 6:45, and then they had Paul Randall. Was the news guy for WSM, and they had like an hour newscast in the mornings, and then they would do they'd have a regular like music starting at 8, or the Wake Up Crew, the Waking Crew, the 7:45, I believe is right. Yeah, And Paul Randall would stay, and he would do the news during the waking crew.
Oh, okay.
And then at 9, they would have regular music.
Then they would have All That's News in the afternoon, mm-hmm. I think.
Yeah. So that's when they had a mixture of a lot of things. At one time, they had pop music on WSM, and then they had country music at night.
Oh, was it pop during the day?
Yeah, pop music during the day and country music at night because they had the Opry
on
Fridays and Saturdays.
And, of course, they're clear channel at night. You can hear them everywhere. So there you go. A little radio throwback for you this morning.
Power outages are unpredictable, but with Roscoe Brown's generator services, your peace of mind doesn't have to be. Whether it's storm season or an unexpected blackout, our generators ensure that your home stays powered. Installation, maintenance, or repair, our team's ready 24/7 to respond to your needs. With Roscoe Brown, you're not just getting a generator. You're securing a lifeline for those moments that you needed the most. Ensure your home is always powered. Your family's comfort is our commitment. RoscoeBrown.com.
A heart for healing.
When life challenges become a torrential flood, there are local doctors, nurses, and medical technicians who help you maneuver the swift waters.
Gordon Ferguson, President and CEO of St. Thomas Rutherford Hospital.
Nurse practitioner Courtney Waters is our heart for healing recipient. A listener writes, "My husband was not feeling good, and nurse practitioner Waters took the time to listen. In fact, she listened intently and took detailed notes. She then sent him for a series of x-rays and scans. That's when they discovered a large mass growing into his esophagus. Although I've since lost him, I'm forever grateful to the Maple Street Medical Clinic and nurse practitioner Courtney Waters. She took the time to listen. And she receives dinner for two at the fabulous Alley on Main Street restaurant."
Submit your Heart for Healing nomination to WGNS.
Here's Dr. Craig McCabe at McCabe Vision Center.
The most common cause of sudden, acute, painless vision loss is a stroke to the eyes, and that can involve either an artery or a vein. People that have suffered through this will tell you that it didn't hurt.
He's the eye doctor you hear on the radio.
My father went to him before I did, and we liked him very much.
McCabe Vision Center on Heritage Park Drive, just off Memorial, behind SunTrust Bank.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
Wrapping up here on The Wake Up Crew for a Thursday morning. It's the 24th of April. Hope you've enjoyed the show. Don't forget you can go back and listen to today's show in about 15-20 minutes if you missed part of it, or any of our shows right there on The Wake Up Crew. You can go to WGNSradio.com under podcast, then look for Wake Up Crew right there, which is powered by Middle Tennessee Electric. And we're just a couple of days away from the big Earth Day celebration on the square, the 24th annual, and it's 10 to 2. Middle Tennessee Electric has been the primary sponsor and organizer of the event now in its 24th year. Don't forget the Energy Hub trailers there. Going to have lots of interactive energy efficiency displays that are there. Plus, kids are going to have the Kid Zone live organic, live and organic products, live music every hour. It's going to be a lot of fun. 10 to 2 on the square coming up Saturday, presented by MTE. RCEarthDay.com if you want more information. Today's Good Neighbor of the Day, Crystal Smith. Crystal is the good neighbor today for efficiently running a friendly front office over at Blackman High School. So, Crystal, congratulations. Thanks for what you do to keep things running smoothly over there at Blackman. And you're going to receive flowers from Ryan Flowers Coffee and Gifts, along with News Radio WGNS Today's Good Neighbor of the Day. Send in your good neighbors by texting the word neighbor to 615-893-1450, or just head to WGNSradio.com/good neighbor, okay? WGNSradio.com/good neighbor. Two of the ways to get your good neighbors to us this week.
Time for the dad joke of the day.
Replay.
You know, so far I've opened up about 3 birthday cards. I'm up $150, John.
Really?
Yeah, really, really. That's my new part-time job at the post office. It's really paying off.
Replay.
Probably should have given that a higher than I gave the other one yesterday.
Oh, so you're going 4.8 for this one too? Okay, good. Thanks.
No, I'm not changing it. I'm just saying I should have.
Well, I mean, you have the ability to do it.
I do, but I also have the ability to change yesterday's.
Oh, no, it's passed. It's what? Only on the day of.
Oh, Dalton's got a new rule there. Okay.
Oh, I think that's been instituted. It's in the Wake Up Crew Constitution.
Okay, well, I'll go 4.8 on this one today.
Right. My average is like 4.9 for the week.
You'll do whatever. It doesn't make a difference.
I've got tomorrow. All right, what have we learned? I've left the
room. Well.
Yes.
Hold on just a second.
Have you already discarded of today's? Well, you packed up already.
No, I haven't packed up. Hold on.
Okay.
Okay. We talked about diets in the first hour.
You're not a paleo diet fan.
And then we talked about John McDonald getting bunked or punked.
Punked. Yeah, there you go.
And let's see.
You kind of remembered the guy who was the announcer.
Yeah. A little bit Al Durham. And you talked about something at 7 o'clock, which is really good. What was it?
We were talking about some of the big sports events that didn't make the top 10.
Yeah, that was a good one. Yeah. So,
a lot of Super Bowls in there. Different things. There was some boxing we didn't get to. There was, of course, Ali Frazier was in the top 10, but, you know, there was a Mike Tyson fight in there. Top 30.
And Hank Aaron, 715th, was not in the top 10.
Just barely missed out.
Hmm.
So, well, those are some of the things we talked about here on the Wake Up Crew today. Hope you enjoyed the show. And, of course, today is National Skipping Day, so be sure to skip on in to work or school, wherever you're going. And here's a song to skip to. Oh, yeah.